The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it was the neglect of the rulers that be that no crops would the soil command. Yet the farmer he tilled, he toiled and he sowed, and he planted with his.
Well, that's just a little snippet of one of the songs, the many beautiful songs that make up Brian Warfield's new show, Celtic Exodus, the musical. And Brian is with me, and so too is one of the stars, Clelia Murphy, who's playing a character called Kate McDonough. We'll hear more in a moment. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat. How are you?
Tell me about the genesis of this show, because a show requires quite a number of musical pieces. How long have you been preparing for this?
Well, believe it or believe it not, I started this idea back in the 90s, about 94. And I was writing, making a CD-ROM for about the famine and about what we had before and what we had after. So I was writing music to accompany that CD-ROM. And someone said, my God, that's great music. Why don't you put it into a show?
and that, so, that was the seed that was sown at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, people are listening and saying, what in God's name is a CD-ROM? They went out with the Ark.
And I know the thing about it, Pat, was that I was long before my time. I had a software company and I was long before my time because nobody had computers at the time, so our CD-ROM was a big flop.
Now let's talk about the show itself. From the little snippet we played, it's obviously set in famine times.
Yeah, well, it's basically a love story. And it happens before the famine, of course, and it's a fight for love against an arranged marriage and a love marriage. And of course, the young lady involved wants a love marriage where the father wants security and an arranged marriage with lots of dough, lots of gold.
Now, the name Celtic Exodus suggests that somebody leaves the country.
Absolutely. It's the fight. It's when the potato blight occurs at the end of the first half, when that occurs, it's the fight for survival. It's the fight against eviction, against getting out of the country, the struggle to survive, basically, in that awful, awful period. So that's the second part, and that's kind of exciting. It ends up that they do get away in a boat, and it ends when they're on the way into the New World.
The lovers make it, is that it?
They made it over there, and you know, the next play will be the story of them over there.
Now, tell me about your character, Clelia.
Well, I play Kate, and I'm married to Ned, and I'm the mother of our pieces, our hero, Sean. And I am a poor tenant farmer, so I am living with that.
So you're the
field.
You're the male's mammy.
I am the male's mammy, yes. And across the field where the female, our heroine, lives, is our arch enemy. So Brian hasn't given everything away.
Romeo and Juliet.
It's Romeo, it's crossed.
The Montagues and the Capulets.
Montagues and the Capulets. And my mother, and my character is the mother who is, like a lot of mothers even today, are saying, you know, I think there's better opportunity for get out. Don't be stuck here. There's a land out there. Go out and survive.
And what does Kate McDonough think of the heroine across the field?
Oh, she has no time for it all. At the beginning, stories have to start somewhere. And that's exactly.
Stories have to evolve. Now, to get a musical on stage, first of all, where are you playing?
Well, we're starting in the complex, which is down there by the old fruit market, you know, Smithfield, mm-hmm. And it's on the Lewis Line, in fact, and it's just, you might say, Capel Street, Mary Street, that mm-hmm. area. So it's easy to get to, but it's a very small theatre, and we're not going big time until we get to Broadway. So you're all invited to come and see what is a spectacular show. We have an unbelievable cast.
Yeah,
and it sounds like you need a big cast for this. How many people?
Well, I tell you, that's what the thing that attracted me to, like, to have a musical theatre is a very special thing. It has to have three, even four for an actor, four main ingredients. It has to have a great script, check. It has to have really interesting characters, check, that don't all necessarily get along. Yeah. And then it has to have that musical ability to, it has to have the music to support it, that at the end, not to give away anything.
Yeah.
But to use the analogy of another musical, it has the audience in the seats wanting to sing along with those kids as they climb the mountain, right? We don't have kids in this. We have the villagers of Kilturk. But for me as an actor, when I approach the script, it ticks all those boxes. And so what Brian has written, to your credit, is a great story with great music. And it has attracted an incredible team of 22, I think, altogether.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
From the start, like
will the music be live or will it be tracked?
It'll be live.
Yeah.
All the cast will be singing live. We will be using some backing track, and because we can't afford an album.
But it has great ambition. We're starting small. Like, it would be great to think in like 25 years. So I was just reading up, I don't know if you're into musical theatre, but celebrating 25 years of Les Mis, wouldn't it be fantastic that this is a point where this journey starts? I always remember going to see Brendan Gleeson in the SFX as a kid.
Yeah.
With all the, you know, the Passion Machine shows. And as an audience member, I can say, I was there, I saw that. And it's being part of a little bit
when
of history.
When Brendan was still a teacher.
Was still a part-time teacher. So even though we're starting small, I think we have ambition for it.
Yeah.
It's okay to say that.
I think it has to start small, you know.
Yeah.
And because we got to get people in their reaction from them and tweak the show. I don't believe there'll be much tweaking, but I'm very confident about it because, I think anybody that has ever read the script or heard the music are very excited about it.
Now, people who know your heritage with the Wolf Tones, I don't know how many decades it is now, Brian, but
60 years.
60 years. They might be expecting a kind of a Wolf Tones soundtrack, but that's not what this is. This is all original music, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's not quite all. Well, it's not all original music. It's a little bit of what I used with the Wolf Tones too. Because when I wrote the songs originally, I tried them out with the Wolf Tones.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell the truth now. He wrote them, but he tried them out with the band. Isn't that brilliant?
I tried them out, see how they went. And then if they worked, I kept them. They were always originally there for the show. So, and that was in the back of my mind all through the 6 years of the Wolf Tones because it was something I wanted to do myself. It was something that I was excited about from the very beginning. And I wanted to, we were very busy with the Wolf Tones and I was writing all the songs for the Wolf Tones. So, I've written 250 songs for them now at this stage. And all original material, all original melodies, and all about, I thought, pieces of Irish history that were missing and nobody heard about. And so I love doing that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm just intrigued as to how you kind of portray the blight and the famine on stage.
Yeah, well,
or is it just someone rushes in and says, the blight is here?
I know. It's because it's musical theatre. Don't get too focused on the fact that it's the famine. Like, if I was to try to sell you a story, but listen, Pat, I have a great idea for a musical. It's set in the German-Austrian Anschluss. What do you think of that? You go, are you mad? That's the sound of music. So what we're doing is we're showing the audience.
Cabaret,
that's what I'm saying to you. So at the heart of it is a love story. Yes, we're showing, it's 1845. This is the turmoil these people were living under and it's represented at that. But as Brian says, it's from our darkest moments. It's when we want to sing our songs loudest, you know?
Yeah, well, if
it's the singing, it's the dancing, it's the stick fighting.
Yeah.
You know, it's representing these people and how they lived.
France has Les Mis and America has Hamilton, but Ireland will have Celtic Exodus.
And you're calling it Celtic rather than Celtic, yeah?
Yeah, Celtic.
As in Celtic Symphony.
Yeah. As in the whiskey.
I've been calling it Celtic Exodus.
Have you? Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Like, people pronounce it like a K or a C.
Yeah.
And, that's been through the ages.
Now, you must, at the back of your mind, be thinking, this could be Riverdance again.
Well, we had part of our team, Jason O'Neill from Riverdance is our choreographer. Ross Scannon is our musical director, our maestro.
Yeah.
Mark Lambert, West End, Broadway, how are you? And we've got Dennis Grindel playing our son straight from the West End. And Aoife Fitzpatrick, our other heroine, she's going to the West End.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a plethora of Irish stalwarts as well. So wouldn't it be wonderful?
It's a great showcase for Irish talent, both dance, actors, of course, the best we could get, and we have the best.
So remind us of the dates again. It's in the complex at Smithfield, which I've never been to. So I must
it's an incredible space. You need to check it out. It is very special.
How many people will it hold, do you think? I think it's only about
300 a night. If you're looking to get your tickets, do get them as fast as you possibly can.
So you'll have critical mass with 300. You'll have enough shouting and roaring and applauding.
Would it be great to be part of that first little, the first introduction?
I find it very exciting. I'm sure everybody
does. I think we're all very excited.
All very excited about it. Everybody loves the music. Everybody loves the story.
We want to do is share that with an audience, because if you don't have an audience, that particularly musical theatre, that's what makes musical theatre.
Booking where, by the way?
Complex. Go straight to the complex.
Complex.ie,
I believe.
Complex.ie.
Yeah.
Now, before I let you both go, I have to ask you about the Wolf Tones. Are we coming to the last hurrah later this year?
Oh, we are indeed. And,
I don't believe that for a minute.
No, yeah, like, there is huge demand for the group. And, Tommy has already torn down a couple of shows that I offered him. And, I don't know. Like, we never go away, got pretty old. Pretty
don't
fast.
Mind him. He bounced into here this morning.
I'm tempted to use the phrase, they haven't gone away,
But there's one little thing that Brian's not telling you.
Yeah, no, I love creating. I love making music. And I'll never leave it. I always said, like, it's better to die on stage than in a nursing home.
But hold on, before you finish, Brian Warfield is making his acting debut on this piece. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
There you go.
What's your part?
Well, I'm a reporter. And the London Illustrated News, which gave a lot of reports during the famine times. And I have most of the newspapers from that time. So I put the whole idea of what they reported into a poem. And I actually do the poem and tell why I'm doing it.
And the effect of that within a dramatic context is that it brings hope to the people.
Right. Well, it sounds like a brilliant endeavour.
Yeah.
And, we're excited by the
realisation on stage with an audience.
Yeah, wouldn't it be wonderful?
Fulfills all the ambitions. Anyway, booking at thecomplex.ie. Book early. Book fast. That's not the wine.
Yeah, not the wine.
All right. Well, I think we have... I think we have a good lot sold out already, and people aren't aware where the complex is. Along the Lewis Line, near Capel Street.
Oh, so. The people in the know where it is. You want to be one of the people in the know. It's a beautiful space, yeah.
Well, look, Brian, member of the Wolf Tones, founding member, long-standing member, 6 decades member of the Wolf Tones, and composer and now actor... In Celtic Exodus, Celtic Exodus, the musical. Thank you for coming in. And Clelia Murphy, who is starring in the show, thank you also.
Thank you so much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.